Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. What is the name of the person you were transferring?
My name is Alex, and I have a potential customer for Hair Relaxer case. So her name is Jen, and her phone number is 8622-536-783.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm just going to connect you with her.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your time.
Hi, Jen, can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line regarding the Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Jen, would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, no worries. And have you had any attorney assist you with this, or have you signed any paperwork?
No, I haven't.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And were you or a loved one using the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and what, if you don't mind me asking, what was it that you were diagnosed with after using the hair relaxer?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you remember the subtype?
Oh, it was, I can't remember off. Stage one, clear
okay.
cell type.
Okay, I see clear cell carcinoma. You think that might be the one?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Stage one, it was stage one ovarian cancer, clear cell type. Yes, yes, yes,
okay.
That's it.
Okay. And when was it that you were diagnosed? Do you remember?
April 16, 2024.
Okay, so April 16th of 2024, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
His name was Dr. Tribby, T-R-I-L-B-Y. His last name is Tenier, T-E-N-E-R.
Okay, let's see. Okay, it looks like she's based out in based out in New Jersey. Do you think that might be the
Yes.
name? Okay. Okay, and where was it that you were diagnosed? What hospital or clinic?
North Bezer's Israel Medical Center.
You said North Desert?
North Beth Israel, B-E-T-H Israel, I-S-R-A-E-L.
Okay. Okay, and this was in Newark?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, perfect. And how old were you when you were diagnosed? Do you remember?
30.
30, okay. Okay, just 1 second, okay?
No problem.
Okay, and do you currently live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. And have you used hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to your cancer diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And on average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer?
About 6 or 7.
Okay. Okay, and this Newark Beth Israel Medical Center, is this the place where you were diagnosed and treated?
Yes.
Okay. No worries. Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, and what was your date of birth?
May 12, 1994.
Okay, perfect. May 12, 1994. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know anyone else that might have used hair relaxers or was possibly affected?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, do you know any other friends or family that also used hair relaxer that might have been affected?
Yes.
Okay, and who was that? Do you mind me asking?
Like my best friend, she was too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And does she have an attorney already?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
It's just been a lot. She was like, "You, if it were, if you find them, I've been doing the research because it's like, you know, it hurts. You know, you've been through
Yeah.
so much at a young age." So she's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
"You do the research and let me know what you find." And I'm like, "All right, well,
Yeah,
I'm doing my research."
no worries. Well, I'll make sure to keep note of Sheila that way if we can, sign you up for the compensation claim, and
Right.
the attorneys can always reach out and get more information, see if they can help her as well. Okay.
Okay.
Now how old were you when you did start using the hair relaxer?
About 17, 16.
Okay. And did you only use it in the state of New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I live between New Jersey and New York for
Okay.
college and stuff, so between New Jersey and New York.
Okay, no worries. New Jersey, New York. And I know you said you were like 16. Do you remember the what year that might have been?
I know I'm gonna say, then I'll say I might have been 18 because it was around 2012. So I probably was like 17, 18.
Okay. And
So
you
I
said
would
it
say,
was
yeah, April 2012.
okay. April 2012, so you were about 18. And when was
Yeah,
the
I was
very
right.
last time that you used a hair relaxer?
March 2024.
Okay. March of 2024. And you said you used it about 6, 7 times a month. Was that biweekly,
No,
twice a
six,
week?
seven times a year. A
A
month, I only did it
year.
once a month. Yeah.
Okay.
Six or seven times a year, I only used it once a month.
Okay, got it. So how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer product?
12.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon or was that at home?
Both.
Okay, no worries.
But I always bought my own. If
Okay.
that, you know, so
Yeah,
I
and
know what I, you know, get.
when you did buy it, do you remember where that might have been from?
I always shop at CVS, my local CVS and Walgreens.
Okay, CVS and Walgreens, and you said you would also go to a salon at times.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember where that might have been or the
I don't even
salon
see.
name?
I don't even remember.
Okay,
Because
no
it's not
worries.
even there anymore. I can't even remember.
No worries. Okay. And do you still use them or not anymore? The
No, I
relaxed hair
don't.
products. Okay. No worries. And again, do you have any receipts or any empty bottles, anything like that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you remember the brand name that you used?
Yeah, L'Oreal and Dark and Lovely.
Okay. L'Oreal and Dark and Lovely. Okay, and did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using it regularly?
Yes.
Yeah, no
No.
worries. Okay, and what type of treatment did you receive for your diagnosis?
Chemotherapy, 6 cycles for about 6 months, a hysterectomy, a right ovary and removed, yeah.
Yeah, and again, I'm so sorry to hear that. So, you got that chemotherapy and you said a hysterectomy as well?
Yes. And my right ovary was removed.
Oh, I see. Okay. And again, I am so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Okay, and when did you start the treatment, whether it was the hysterectomy or the chemo, whichever one was first, where did you start?
April 24th, 2024.
Okay, April 24th, 2024. And was it the same doctor from earlier?
Yes.
Okay. Again, that was Trobi Tina, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, just 1 second. I need to transfer that information. Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Perfect. Okay, and can you confirm the spelling of your first name as well?
Khane.
I got, was that Jhane?
Correct.
Okay. And well, did you have a middle name?
No.
Okay. And how about your last name? How was that spelled?
Dinghham.
Okay, so that was D as in dog, I-N-G.
No, B as in boy, okay. I as in Ike, N as in Nancy, D as in goat, H as in Harry, A as in apple. M as in Mary.
Perfect. Okay, so that was Jane with a H after the J, and then that was B-I-N-G-H-A-M.
No, B. B like
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, B-I-N-G-H-A-M.
Correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what was your social, Jane?
Can I just give the last three, four? I have to give the whole thing.
We do require the full thing. It is for your medical records.
I'm not comfortable giving over the phone, but I'll, you know, put it on documents and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, we could try the last four for now, and then we'll see if that goes.
Okay.
Through. I just know they do require
that's
it.
Fine. Okay. That's fine. I just don't ever feel comfortable giving it right out
no,
over the phone.
I,
you know, I don't mind, you know, like on a legal document, but saying it, I just don't. I'll just give you the 2926.
Okay. Okay, perfect. 2926. And do you have health insurance coverage?
No.
Okay. Okay, and what was your email?
It's my first and last name at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so your first name, last name at gmail.com. And then the phone number, is that 862-253-6783?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what about your address?
12 Edgerton, Edgerton Terrace, East Orange, New Jersey, 07017.
Okay, perfect. And you said that was Terrace?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I got 12 Edgerton Terrace, East Orange, New Jersey, and that was 07017?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And was there an apartment number? Is this a house?
A house.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, and do you have the medical records for your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
No, the medical records, no, I don't have them.
Okay, but the hospital does?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, now we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Jane, do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Say it one more. No.
An emergency contact?
No, I don't have one.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Great. So what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, again, what this is for is this just so we can go ahead and pull those medical records. The attorneys do need your consent to do so. Now, do you want this sent to your email, your text messages? Do you have a preference?
Yes.
Okay, where did you want that sent?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Repeat the question. I'm sorry, ma'am. Repeat the last question one more time.
Yeah, do you have a preference if it's sent to your email or your text messages?
Either or is fine. You can send it to my text or email. I'm open to both.
Okay,
it doesn't
no
matter.
worries.
Whatever's easier for you.
Perfect. Okay, now I do want to confirm some of the information we have on here. I got your address as 12, and that was Edgerton Terrace in East Orange, New Jersey. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your birthday as 5/12/1994.
Correct.
Perfect. And then I got your social, at least the last four is 2926.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. It looks like everything is in order here. Now, I did just send it. I just sent it to both, so whichever one is easier for you to open, just let me know when that does come through, and then I'd be more than happy to walk you through it if you do need assistance.
Okay, I did it.
Okay, perfect. I did just receive that on my end, Jane. Now, before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, you kind of covered, you know, everything for the most part, because what are the next steps if you guys take on my keys?
Yeah. So with this, again, this consent form is just giving the attorneys permission to pull your case. Okay, now they are going to be reaching out to you directly. If they have any information that they are missing, then that's when they'll reach out. They'll start with pulling the medical records, like I said, and then they'll start working on the case for you. If anything should come up, they'll be in communication. Yeah, but besides that, it's a very straightforward process. The good thing is that it's mostly in their hands, so you can really just forget about it until hopefully that settlement check comes in.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your help.
Of course. Thank you again for your time. I hope you have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.